Progress Test Files 4-7. Listening 2.
There can be no doubt that celebrity chefs have had a big impact on the way people in Britain eat. Since their arrival on TV decades ago, the British public's diet has changed enormously, and the celebrity chefs, watched by so many millions, have played a key part in that transformation. One piece of evidence of this concerns perhaps the best known of all the TV celebrity chefs in Britain, Delia Smith, who has been appearing on TV since the 1970s. A few years ago, a popular English dictionary included the phrase Delia effect, which is used to describe the phenomenon whereby supermarkets suddenly get emptied of particular items that have featured on her TV programmes. If Delia uses a certain, perhaps rather unusual ingredient in one of her recipes, people rush out to get it so that they can cook the dish too. There can be no doubt that celebrity chefs have widened cooking and eating habits in Britain to a huge extent. For example, Chinese and Indian meals have been around in Britain since the 1960s, but for a long time people only ate them if they went out to eat. When the TV chefs Ken Hom and Mata Jaffrey showed people how to cook them in the 1980s, stir-fries and authentic curries became common dishes for people to eat at home. More recently, Jamie Oliver's mission to persuade people to eat healthy home-cooked food rather than unhealthy junk food, takeaways and frozen food, has had an influence on the habits of many people in Britain. One time when this didn't quite work, however, was when chef Anton Mossiman tried to introduce a whole new style of cooking to Britain in the 1980s. He didn't use cream, cheese or fat in his recipes, and he encouraged people to use herbs rather than salt for flavouring. Such ideas are now fairly commonplace, but back then they were ahead of their time and they didn't catch on. Over the years, some celebrity chefs have appealed to a wealthier audience, with money to spend on unusual, exotic and expensive ingredients. But the ones with the most influence on people's dietary habits have been the ones who have aimed their recipes at a more ordinary audience. It is fair to say that without them, some of the dishes that people in Britain now routinely cook and eat would not have become so popular.